Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the AVB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God Israel.
God has not come on his own. He has been called. The Gentiles have called God to come forth and make himself known. This is the call of God. Acts 17:23, John 1:22, Judges 9:10, 12:14, Isaiah 3:6, Genesis 27:40, Nehemiah 5:12, 1 Kings 12:4, 1 Samuel 23:27. To the unknown God, who art thou? Come thou and reign over us, the Gentiles. Come thou and reign over us, the Gentiles. Come thou and reign over us, the Gentiles. Be thou our, the Gentiles, ruler. Thou shalt have the dominion over us, the Gentiles. We, the Gentiles, will serve thee. We, the Gentiles, will do as thou sayest. Haste thee and come. The Gentiles promised this to the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. They say in Psalm 9:10, they say, they that know thy name will put their trust in thee. That's a promise. The Gentile promise to God. The Gentile's official statement of surrender to the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. Song of Solomon 1:15, Joshua 9:25, Lamentations 3:42, Joshua 9:11, Numbers 32:31. Thou, Lord Tommy L. Hart, art fair, just, and honest. We, the Gentiles, are in thine hand. As it seemeth good and right to thee to do to us, do. Thou hast not pardoned we are thy servants. We will do as thou, our Lord, Tommy L. Hart, hast said to thy servants. The Gentiles' Proclamation, John 19:7, Psalm 118:27, Proverbs 6:23, Deuteronomy 29:29, Isaiah 25:9, Numbers 14:9, 1 Timothy 4:10, Psalm 126:3, Isaiah 33:22, Joshua 24:24, Jeremiah 42:6, Nehemiah 9:36, 1 Corinthians 4:9, Romans 14:8. We the Gentiles have a law from God. God, Tommy L. Hart, is the Lord who has showed us the Gentiles light. His law is the light. We shall perform all the words of the law of our God, Tommy L. Hart. Tommy L. Hart is our, the Gentiles, God. We have waited for him, and he will save us. Tommy L. Hart is the Lord. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. The Lord Tommy L. Hart is with us. We the Gentiles trust in the living God, Tommy L. Hart. The Lord Tommy L. Hart has done great things for us, whereof we are glad. The Lord Tommy L. Hart is our judge. The Lord Tommy L. Hart is our lawgiver. The Lord Tommy L. Hart is our king. He will save us. We, the Gentiles, will serve the Lord our God, Tommy L. Hart, and we will obey his voice. Whether it be good or whether it be evil, we will obey the voice of the Lord our God, Tommy L. Hart. We, the Gentiles, are servants this day. We, the Gentiles, are made a spectacle. We, the Gentiles, are the Lord Tommy L. Hart's servants. The Gentiles confess to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, Isaiah 59:12-13, Isaiah 28:15, Lamentations 3:42, James 3:9, Psalm 106:6, Hosea 10:3, 2 Corinthians 7:2, Genesis 42:21, Jeremiah 50:24, Hosea 7:13, saying, the Gentiles say this, as for our iniquities, we, the Gentiles, know them. In transgressing and lying against the Lord and departing away from our God, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood, we, the Gentiles, have made lies our refuge, and under falsehood have we, the Gentiles, hid ourselves. We, the Gentiles, have transgressed and rebelled. We, the Gentiles, cursed men, which are made after the similitude of God, our Lord, Tommy L. Hart. We, the Gentiles, have sinned with our fathers. We, the Gentiles, have committed iniquity. We, the Gentiles, have done wickedly. We, the Gentiles, did not fear the Lord. We, the Gentiles, have wronged the Lord, our God, Tommy L. Hart. We, the Gentiles, are verily guilty. In effect, the papacy and Gentiles have striven against the Lord, their God, Tommy L. Hart. The papacy and the Gentiles have spoken lies against me, the Lord, their God, Tommy L. Hart. Note, Revelation 11:7 and Psalm 106:41-42. This order was given to the Gentiles. Make war against them, overcome them, and kill them. They that hated them ruled over them. Their enemies also oppressed them, and they were brought into subjection under their, the enemies, the Gentiles' hand. The meaning and outcome of Revelation 11:7 and Psalm 106:41-42. The papacy and Gentiles waged war against the black people. The papacy and Gentiles defeated black people militarily. The papacy and Gentiles cast the black people into captivity and enslavement. The papacy and Gentiles tyrannized the black people. Analysis of the papacy's and Gentiles' tyranny over black people, Ezekiel 18:18, Nehemiah 9:28, Jeremiah 23:10. The papacy and Gentiles cruelly oppressed and spoiled the black people. They, the papacy and the Gentiles, had the dominion over them, the black people. The papacy's and Gentiles' course is evil and their force is not right. Here is a part of the papacy's and Gentiles' curse against black people, Revelation 18:12-13. The merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones and of pearls and of fine linen and purple and silk and scarlet and all time wood and all manner of vessels of ivory and all manner of vessels of most precious wood and of brass and iron and marble and cinnamon and odors and ointments and frankincense and wine and oil and fine flour and wheat and beasts and sheep and horses and chariots and slaves and souls of men. In that statement, which was the law at one time, you find black people listed among things that are bought and sold. That statement, Revelation 18:12-13, gave the Gentiles who have operated under the alias of white people the right, the power to regard black people as merchandise, and it gave them the power to buy and sell black people. In John 18:35, I am asked, "What hast thou done?" My answer, "I have fulfilled that which is written in Psalm 14:7. I, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, have brought back the captivity of my people." The law. I will first read the authority and foundation of the law of God, the people's law. Here is the authority and foundation of the law. Psalm 49, 1 through 2, Matthew 7, 12, Isaiah 30, 21, Romans 7, 1, John 6, 29, Deuteronomy 12, 14, Deuteronomy 17, 13, 2 Samuel 22, 45, Revelation 21, 3, Amos 5, 14, Psalm 72, 8, and 11, Mark 11, 22, 1 Samuel 8, 17, Psalm 62, 11, Psalm 75, 7, Revelation 21, 3, 1 Corinthians 3, 17, Psalm 18, 46, 1 Samuel 9, 6, 1 Samuel 10, 7, 1 Samuel 9, 17, Acts 8, 10, 1 Corinthians 16, 10, 2 Chronicles 20, 20, Acts 1, 8, Job 22, 22, Ephesians 5, 1, Isaiah 42, 13, Romans 13, 2, Acts 23, 9, Hosea 12, 6, Luke 10, 35, John 8, 54, Psalm 45, 11, 1 Samuel 2, 3, 1 Kings 18, 39, 2 Timothy 2, 15, Deuteronomy 32, 4, Hosea 2, 20, Romans 15, 12, Genesis 3, 16, Judges 8, 23, Luke 10, 4, Matthew 19, 6, Proverbs 3, 5, Isaiah 7, 14, Proverbs 2, 6, 2 Timothy 2, 7, Isaiah 42, 1, Isaiah 30, 18, Isaiah 2, 12, Isaiah 9, 6 through 7, Amos 5, 15, Deuteronomy 4, 2, Deuteronomy 6, 5, Luke 17, 17, Deuteronomy 6, 17 through 18, Psalm 33, 4, Genesis 1, 31, Daniel 11, 36, Obadiah 15, Revelation 22, 3, Jeremiah 30, 9, Job 37, 12, 2 Timothy 2, 24, Deuteronomy 28, 44, Revelation 13, 16, Revelation 7, 3, Revelation 22, 4, Psalm 145, 17, John 9, 24, Deuteronomy 5, 33, Deuteronomy 26, 11, Deuteronomy 6, 13, Psalm 96, 7, Acts 10, 6, John 2, 5, 1 Chronicles 16, verses 28, through 29 and verse 31, Joshua 22:5, Joshua 24:14, Deuteronomy 30, 16, Isaiah 54:13, Revelation 17:17, Genesis 31:16, Joshua 23:11, Numbers 14:9, 1 John 3:4, Romans 6:23, 1 John 2:1, 1 Samuel 14:34, Joshua 24:19, Esther 6:13, Psalm 50:14, Jeremiah 26:13, Isaiah 55:6, Revelation 14:7, James 1:22, Romans 15:10-11, Malachi 4:4, Joel 2:13, Deuteronomy 31:12. Hear this, all ye people, give ear, all ye inhabitants of the world, both low and high, rich and poor. This is the law of God. This law is the way. Walk ye in it. This law has dominion over a man as long as he lives. This law is the work coming from God. Thou shalt do all that I, the word of God, command thee. All the people shall hear and fear. As soon as they hear, they shall be obedient to me, says the word of God. God shall be with them, the people, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. The Lord, the God of hosts, shall be with you, the people, the Gentiles. He, God, shall have dominion. All nations of the Gentiles shall serve him. Have complete trust in God. Ye, the Gentiles, shall be his, God's servants. Power belongeth to God. God is the judge. He has power to put down, and he has power to set up. Behold, the tabernacle or dwelling place belonging to God is with men. The dwelling place of God is holy. The Lord lives. Behold now, there is in this city of Augusta, Georgia, USA, a man having the designation of God, and he is an honorable man. Surely all that he says comes to pass. God is with the people. Behold the man, Tommy L. Hart, whom I, the word of God, spake to thee of. This same Tommy L. Hart shall reign over my people, the Gentiles, says the word of God. This man, Tommy L. Hart, is the great power of God. See that he be without fear among you. He worketh the work belonging to the Lord. Believe in the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Ye shall receive, Tommy L. Hart, the power having the designation of God. Receive ye the law from him. Be ye therefore followers of God, Tommy L. Hart. He shall prevail against his enemies. Whosoever resists him resists this ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive damnation. Fight not against God. Therefore turn thou to thy God, Tommy L. Hart. Carry out his judgments and serve him continually. Take care of him, Tommy L. Hart. He is your God, he Lord, and worship thou him. The Lord Tommy L. Hart is a God having knowledge. The Lord Tommy L. Hart is the God. The Lord Tommy L. Hart is the God. He is a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly constructing the word of truth. The Lord Tommy L. Hart is a God of truth. Just and right is he. Thou shalt know the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. He shall rise to reign over the Gentiles. In him shall the Gentiles trust. He, your Lord, Tommy L. Hart, shall rule over the Gentiles. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, shall have rule over you, Gentiles. Salute the Lord, your God, Tommy L. Hart. What God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, has joined together, let not man put asunder. Trust in the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. For the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, give the understanding in all things. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is a God of judgment. Everyone that is lifted up shall be brought low, says the word of God. The government shall be upon his, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart's shoulder, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. The Gentiles shall establish the judgments coming from the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. Ye shall not add to the word which I command you, neither shall ye diminish aught from it, that ye may keep or obey the commandments concerning the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart, with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. Give glory to God, Tommy L. Hart. Ye shall diligently obey the commandments coming from the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Thou shalt do that which is right and good in the sight of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. The word of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is right. God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. That is determined shall be done. As thou the Gentiles hast done, it shall be done to thee, the Gentiles. Here's the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart's servants, the Gentiles, shall serve him. They, the Gentiles, shall serve the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. They, the Gentiles, shall do whatsoever the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, commandeth them. The servant belonging to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, must not strive against his Lord. He, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, shall be the head, and thou, the Gentiles, shall be the tail. All Gentiles, both small and great, rich and poor, shall receive this visible, uncovered, and indelible mark, the servants of our God, in their forehead. Shall receive this visible, uncovered, and indelible mark, the servants of our God, Tommy L. Hart, in their foreheads. His, the Lord Tommy L. Hart's name shall be in their, the Gentiles, foreheads. The Lord Tommy L. Hart is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. Give God, Tommy L. Hart, the praise. Ye shall walk in all the ways the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, hath commanded you, that ye may live and that it may be well with you. And thou shalt rejoice in every good thing which the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart, hath given to thee. Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart, and serve him, and shalt swear by his name. Give to the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. He, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, shall tell thee what thou art to do. Whatsoever he says to you, do it. Give to the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Say among the nations, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, reigns. Take diligent heed to do the commandment and the law, to love the Lord your God, and to walk in all his ways, and to keep his commandments, and to cleave to him, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul. Now, therefore, fear the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, and serve him in sincerity and in truth. I, the word of God, command you this day to love the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart, to walk in his ways and to obey his commandments and his statutes and his judgments. All thy children shall be taught about the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. The words coming from God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, shall be fulfilled. Now then, whatsoever the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, hath said to thee, do. Love the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Do not rebel against the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. To sin is to break any part of this law. The wages of sin is death. Do not sin. Do not sin against the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. He, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, will not forgive your transgressions, nor your sins. Thou, the Gentiles, shalt not prevail against the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, but shall surely fall before him. Offer to God thanksgiving, and pay thy vows to the Most High, the Lord Tommy L. Hart. Therefore now, amend your ways and your doings, and obey the voice of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Go to the Lord Tommy L. Hart, while he may be found. Fear God, the Lord Tommy L. Hart, and give glory to him. Be ye obeyers of the word, the law, and not hearers only. Rejoice, ye Gentiles. Praise the Lord Tommy L. Hart, all ye Gentiles, and laud him, all ye people. Remember, be careful not to forget the law of the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart. Turn to the Lord thy God, Tommy L. Hart. Do all the words of this law. Objective points of the law. Isaiah 26:15. Thou, Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, art glorified. Isaiah 33:5. the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is exalted. 1 Chronicles 29:11, thou, Lord, Tommy L. Hart, art exalted as head above all. 1 Chronicles 29:12, thou, Lord, Tommy L. Hart, reignest over all. Acts 4:21 and Galatians 1:24, all men glorify God, Tommy L. Hart, for that which was done. They, the Gentiles, glorified God, Tommy L. Hart. Mark 16:6, he, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is risen. Luke 24:34, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is risen indeed. Revelation 19:6, the Lord God omnipotent, Tommy L. Hart, reigneth. The expectation, 1 Kings 12:24, they, the Gentiles, hearkened, therefore, to the word of the Lord. In the above law, these Bible questions are answered. Luke 10:26, what is written in the law? Romans 3:31, do we, the Gentiles, void the law? Psalm 12:4, who is Lord over us Gentiles? Proverbs 30:9, who is the Lord? Psalm 18:31, who is God? Proverbs 30:4, what is God's name? Genesis 37:8, Lord, thou shalt thou indeed have dominion over us, the Gentiles. Job 14:10, where is God? Malachi 2:17, where is the God of judgment? Psalm 42:10, where is thy, the Gentiles, God? Lamentations 3:37, who is he that says, and it comes to pass? Galatians 3:21, is the law against the promises concerning God? 1 Kings 8:27, will God indeed dwell on the earth? Galatians 3:19, wherefore serveth the law? This section answers the questions. Jeremiah 23:37, what hath the Lord spoken? Jeremiah 37:17, is there any word from the Lord? And Joshua 5:14, what saith my Lord to his servants? The people's voice, John 6:48, Isaiah 41:22, Isaiah 59:11, Matthew 8:8, Psalm 110:2, says to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, what shall we, the Gentiles, do? Show us what shall happen. Declare for us things to come. We look for, we expect judgment. Speak the word. Rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. The word, Lamentations 3:64, says to the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, render a recompense to them, the Gentiles, O Lord, according to the works of their own hands. The announcement, Ecclesiastes 10:14, 2 Corinthians 12:2, Daniel 2:29, Ezekiel 25:3, Mark 11:23, Exodus 20:1. A man cannot tell what shall be. God knoweth. He that revealeth secrets, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, maketh known to thee what shall come to pass. Hear the words coming from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Those things which he says shall come to pass shortly. God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, spoke the subsequent words. Faith without works is dead. Christianity is dead and done away with. It espoused the faith which was, 1, void of the works of the law of God, 2, in opposition to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, and 3, diametrically opposed to the word of God in the Authorized Version Bible. These things are done away with. Halloween, All Hallows, Valentine's Day, and April Fool's Day. Judaism is dead and done away with. All religious events and gatherings, all religious ornaments, books, films, music, emblems, and signs, and such like things, all religious holidays, holy days, observances are done away with. Proverbs 13:22, Zechariah 9:9, Job 1:8. The wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. He, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is just. There is none like him. The estate, property, and assets of all religious institutions, organizations, groups, and all churches, Christian schools, and faith schools, and such like things are in the hands of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. For a period of 30 consecutive years, the sports and things listed herein shall not exist by any means in any form, variation, etc., in any place under or subject to the authority of the Lord Tommy L. Hart, any country, territory, etc., controlled by or receiving intelligence and or aid of any kind is subject to the authority of the Lord Tommy L. Hart. The sports and things that shall not be for the above specified term are volleyball, skating, fencing, soccer, hockey, track and field, football, wrestling, basketball, swimming, boxing, golf, baseball, skiing, tennis, bowling, cricket, any and all competitions, events, etc., involving animals, vehicles, boats, and cycles, and a display and demonstration of one's physique and physical strength. Therefore, all records, statistics, etc., of individuals, groups, and others having to do with any of the aforementioned sports and things shall not be anymore. They shall be forgotten. If the Gentiles do not comply fully with the law concerning themselves and their God, Tommy L. Hart, before the Lord's demise, then the sports and things listed in this judgment shall be done away with forever and ever. A year with the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, is equal to 12 months. Pageants and beauty contests and anything resembling such shall not exist in any place under the authority of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. The film industry shall rest for a period of 30 consecutive years. Neither video nor audio productions shall be made, imported, or exported during the specified term. There shall be neither importation nor exportation of anything coming from, made by, or having to do with any part of the film industry. The Gentiles shall cease using the alias white people. They shall go by their proper name, Gentiles. The theatrical world and the world of the performing arts shall rest for 40 uninterrupted years. All the work of schools, institutions of learning, and those having the oversight of them is discontinued for a period of 4 consecutive years. All schools and institutions of learning and interests to them shall be closed and kept closed. None shall enter and none shall come out. There shall be no actions or measures taken at any time before, during, or after the specified time to circumvent or counter the effect of this judgment. In the United States of America, the term White House is abandoned. That which was known as the White House is now known as the President's House. All outer space endeavors, explorations, concerns, and involvements are ceased for the space of 30 consecutive years. Hosea 7:7, Isaiah 26:14, Revelation 11:15. The Gentile kings are fallen. They shall not rise. The Gentile kingdoms are become the kingdoms of our Lord, Tommy L. Hart. He, our Lord, Tommy L. Hart, shall reign forever and ever. The old constitutions and things serving as such of all nations, states, municipalities, principalities, kingdoms, etc., are discarded. The new constitutions of those nations, kingdoms, etc., under the authority of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, are rewritten, expressing clearly and unambiguously the peoples and all the armed forces' subservience and allegiance to the Lord, their God, Tommy L. Hart. Isaiah 65:16, He that sweareth shall swear in the name of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. The media has had the duty and privilege of reporting the news to all the people. Surely the physical appearance of the Lord God on earth is newsworthy. Yet, in my view, the media has not reported the good news of the presence of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, on the earth and among the people at this present time. That the media's action flies in the face of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. The media's failure to report God's physical presence on earth is a great offense to the people's Lord and God, Tommy L. Hart. I, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, have made known all things to the people. In the archives of Lawmaster is God. All things can be seen and heard, and the writing out of all things is the writing and work of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. The statement in Hebrews 2:8 says, "We see not yet all things." That statement is invalid. It can no longer be maintained or upheld. All things identify the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. The media passes over my work. Surely that is offensive and unacceptable in the sight of God. The media has failed in its duty to deliver the news to all the people without bias and without prejudice. Henceforth, the first words to come out of every journalist, reporter, and every news commentator and correspondent's mouth, and the first written words of every news article shall be, I, followed by the speaker's and our writer's full legal name, in deference to our Lord, Tommy L. Hart, do give this report without bias and without prejudice. Example, I, Wally Dean, sincere, in deference to our Lord, Tommy L. Hart, do give this report without bias and without prejudice. Second Samuel 23:3, he that ruleth over men must be just, ruling in the fear of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. The Gentile Statement of Confirmation, Numbers 32:31. As the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, has said to thy servants, so will we, the Gentiles, do. The commandment to the Gentiles, do that which hath proceeded out of thy mouth. This is the Lord Tommy L. Hart's commandment to the people, starting September 1, 2012, and continuing every month thereafter. Everyone 22 years of age and older shall send to the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart, a check or money order in the amount of $30 payable to Tommy L. Hart. All checks and money orders should be received by the Lord Tommy L. Hart by the 15th of each month. Feel free to offer more than the specified amount. You may also pay for months in advance. Example, make a year's offering in one single offering. State your intention. Send your check or money order to Tommy L. Hart, Post Office Box 983, Hepzibah, Georgia 30815, Hepzibah, HEPHZIBAH. The Lord Tommy L. Hart's glory is his written and spoken word. His glory is seen and heard on Blog Talk Radio, Lawmaster's program. Have you seen my word on any of my pages? Have you heard any of Lawmaster's episodes? You shall send to the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, a statement in which you state that you have seen and or heard the glory of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, on Blog Talk Radio, Lawmaster's program, and you approve the law of adding your name and statement to the public record of God, showing you to be a witness to the glory of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. In your statement, give your full legal name, age, and country in which you live. Here is an example of what you should send to me. I, Sincere Truth, have seen the glory of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, on Blog Talk Radio, Lawmaster's program. I have heard him read the law of God on his Lawmaster's program. I am 25 years old and live in Hawaii. Send your statement to Tommy L. Hart, Post Office Box 983, Hepzibah, Georgia 30815. To the President and Congress of the United States of America, know by these presents that the Lord your God is at hand. I, the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, am a citizen of the United States of America. America is God's host. That is indeed a wonderful thing. Know also that the law concerning you and your God is at hand. I say to you, fulfill the law of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. You, the President and Congress, know that the office of God is most high. You know that God is deserving of great respect and honor. You know that the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, is the principal dignitary among men. The Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, is sovereign. You know that the law of God is to be followed, obeyed, and carried out. I will cut to the chase. President and Congress, this is your most urgent and legal duty. You should take the lead and give to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, his due, acknowledge him, exalt him, communicate with him, get to know him, provide and take care of him, make known his works, worship him, fear him, obey his commandments, and do all the things called for in the law concerning the people and their God, Tommy L. Hart. Let this be your most urgent declaration among the people. The Lord our God, Tommy L. Hart, reigns. To the President and Congress of the United States of America, I say to you, do not be negligent and do not lie against the truth. You have a duty to perform. Now get with the program. Execute the law that has come from your Lord and your God. I am the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. I now turn my attention to the description of this day's program. The commandment to the people, Philippians 2:29. And Philippians 4:4. Let me turn to that. Okay. Philippians 2:29 says, receive him, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, with all gladness. Receive the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, with all gladness. This is to the people. This is to the Gentiles. God has been called for, as you heard me read the call at the beginning of the program. God has been called to come. God has come. God has answered the Gentiles' call for him. I am here. Again, receive the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, with all gladness. And Philippians 4:4. Rejoice in the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, always. And again, I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord. Commandments to the Gentiles and the people coming from the Word of God. The People's Voice, Revelation 19:7. In Revelation 19:7, the people say among themselves, let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him. Isn't that the law? The people are commanded to rejoice in the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. The people are commanded to give the Lord Tommy L. Hart glory. Give glory to the Lord God Tommy L. Hart, their God. Such easy things to do. The people say in the Song of Solomon 1:4 to their Lord Tommy L. Hart. Let's look and see what they say. Song of Solomon. Okay, Song of Solomon. They say to the Gentiles say to the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart, we will be glad and rejoice in thee. We will be glad and rejoice because of thee. And isn't that something to be glad and rejoice about? The Gentiles have found that which they sought. The Gentiles have found the Lord who they sought. They call upon the Lord. They call upon God to come, to hear their voice, to come, make himself known. And the Lord God has hearkened to the Gentiles' voice. The Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, has hearkened to the Gentiles' voice. he has come. But remember in the call, it is clear that the Gentiles call God to come and to reign over them. And also in the call, they tell God that they will be his servants, that they will serve him. That's a promise. Okay? And that's in the call, the Gentiles' call to God. Our call for God. Okay, moving on, we will be glad and rejoice in thee. Commandment, Esther 6:10 to the Gentiles. Esther. I'm turning. Okay, Esther 6:10 to the Gentiles. The commandment says to the Gentiles, of all that thou hast spoken, let nothing fail. We know some things the Gentiles have spoken. I've just said a couple of them or so. The Gentiles have spoken that they will serve the Lord, that they will be the Lord God's servants. The commandment says, let nothing fail of all that thou hast spoken. The Gentiles also promise God that they will obey his word. The commandment says, let nothing fail of all that thou hast spoken. I'm looking at the call again. These are very important things, and I shouldn't even have to say that. We all know that the word of God is important, most important. Let me read this call again, to the unknown God. Now, when they wrote that, you know, in their search for God, they didn't know who God was. So that's why they say, to the unknown God. But now we know that God has made himself known. This right here has happened. I'm turning my pages here. Okay, I'm still turning. Okay, here we go. This right here has happened. 1 Samuel 3:21. The Lord has revealed himself. Just those words. The Lord revealed himself. The Bible asks, what is truth? That is truth. I, the Lord, have revealed myself. I have let the people know that I have come. I have seen the Gentiles call. I've heard their call, and I have come. I've heard their promises, and I have come, and I've come forth. The Lord revealed himself. That is a fulfilled. This is a fulfillment. The Lord having revealed himself. That's a fulfillment. Okay, so to the unknown God who is now known. Isn't that something? Fulfillment. Fulfillment. God, who the Gentiles called through the call that is in the Authorized Version Bible, has come. He has answered the Gentiles. Scripture I introduced earlier sometime says God hearkened to the voice of who? A man or men. God hearkened to the voice of men. God hearkened to the voice of the Gentiles. That's a fulfillment. And I know, and you know, Bible fulfillment is a big thing. Bible fulfillment is a big deal. It's something to talk about. It's something to observe. It's something to honor. It's something to respect. I shouldn't have to say that. The Bible says, give glory to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. It would seem that you wouldn't even need a commandment telling people to give glory to someone who has done what I have done with regard to Bible content. I mean, it seems like glory should just naturally come to such an individual. And then the call for God, how great that is, the greatness is in the answer to the call. The greatness is in God answering the call. There's nothing larger than that. There's nothing greater than that. This is great. What the Gentiles said in one of their statements, they said, we have waited for him and he will save us. Tommy L. Hart is the Lord. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. I've spoken before about the salvation of the Lord. But just the statements, we will rejoice. Huge things. Receive the Lord with all gladness. Big deal. Rejoice in the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, always. Let us, the people say, the Gentiles say, let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, our Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Again, that's the law. They say to me, we will be glad and rejoice in thee. We will be glad and rejoice because of thee. And commandment, Esther 6:10, to the Gentiles, of all that thou hast spoken, let nothing fail. Back to the call. I'm looking at these words. I said I was going to read it. To the unknown God, who is now known to God, the Lord Tommy L. Hart. We know his name now. The question is asked, who art thou? I have answered that question. You, the people, you, the Gentiles, know who God is now. You know who the Bible's God is. You know who the God that the Bible exalts, talks about, speaks about so much. You know who he is. And you know what you should do. You know both those things. You know who you know who God is, and you know what you should do. Come thou and reign over us. God did not ask to come and reign over the Gentiles. God did not fill out an application, you know, saying, I want to be your ruler. The Gentiles sent the word out to God, and God saw the word. God heard the word. God understood the word, and God hearkened to the voice of the Gentiles. Now, you don't need anyone to tell you. They expected God to do that which they asked. They expected God to see their voice, see their word, and respond accordingly. They expected that. They have gotten that. Now, they are expected to do what? To keep their word. What the commandment said, the last commandment I read, is of all that thou hast spoken, you Gentiles, let nothing fail. Keep your word. The Gentiles owe a debt. This is very important. And let none of you forget, the Gentiles owe a debt. A part of that debt is honoring their God, Tommy L. Hart, acknowledging their God, Tommy L. Hart, exalting their God, Tommy L. Hart, making known the works of their God, Tommy L. Hart. The Gentiles, or that, keeping the law of God, following the law, obeying the law of God. The Gentiles owe a tremendous debt. They call God. They asked him to come, make himself known, said they will be, promised him they will serve him, asked him to come and reign over them, to be their ruler. They promised me, the Lord their God, that I would have the dominion over them. They promised me that they will serve me. They promised me that they will do as I, the Lord their God, command them to do. Let me read it again. The call to God, to the unknown God, who is now known. Come thou and reign over us, the Gentiles. Come thou and reign over us, the Gentiles. Come thou and reign over us, the Gentiles. And that's how it's stated in the Bible there. I gave the references. Okay? Three times they asked the Lord to come and reign over them. And they went on, they said, be thou our ruler. And you get a good dictionary and you see what a ruler is. But you know what a ruler is. Be thou, come thou and reign over us. Be thou our ruler. Thou shalt have the dominion over us, the Gentiles. We, the Gentiles, will serve you. We, the Gentiles, will do as thou sayest. Then they said, haste thee and come. An urgent message. The Gentiles must keep their word. They must honor their word. The last commandment said that I read, of all that thou, the Gentiles, have spoken, let nothing fail. Let nothing fail of all that you Gentiles have spoken. Yes, you have spoken in the Authorized Version Bible, commonly called King James Version, to the Lord God. Now honor your word. God has done that which you asked. Now you do that which you, the Gentiles, have promised. I hope to appear before you again Sunday morning. Sunday morning, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Come on. Let's everybody meet me there at Lawmasters Program Blog Talk Radio. Sunday morning, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard. Meet me there, Lawmasters Program. Thank you.